People, plants, and animals all enjoy the nearly 5,000 acres of land owned by Picken County Open Space and Trails. To make sure the shared space remains a thriving ecosystem, Open Space and Trails is turning to data collected on site. I visited one property to see how science is informing land management. North Star Nature Preserve is a wide expanse of meadows and wetlands split by a lazy river, set against a backdrop of high peaks. It looks untouched and wild, and it's teeming with life.
Spotted sandpiper, great blue heron, pied-billed grebes, ducks.
Jonathan Lowski, a wildlife ecologist with Colorado Wildlife Science, points out the aquatic birds that use the preserve. He's been monitoring wildlife in Picken County since 2000, and there are more species here now than he's seen before. River dwellers like mink and beavers, and land mammals of all kinds.
Ranging from western jumping mice up to moose, mountain lions.
But this abundance of life wasn't always here. There's been heavy human use of these lands for decades. Open Space and Trails Director Gary Tenenbaum explains that before the county bought it in the 1970s, it was a ranch.
The river was straightened. It used to meander through North Star.
This created more space for grazing and really changed the ecosystem. The previous owner, James H. Smith, worked to drain the wetlands. He cut drainage ditches that are still there, pulling water out of the wetlands much faster than it would naturally flow back to the river. Tenenbaum says this kind of manipulation isn't unique to North Star.
Most of the properties that we manage has had some significant amount of human use in the past, and that has changed the ecology and has changed the vegetation patterns.
Tenenbaum is tasked with protecting the native plants and animals, but it's not always as simple as putting things back the way they were. For example, those ditches are now important habitat for birds. Plus, things are getting more complicated in a warming world.
It's the biggest challenge for us is trying to recreate what was here, but also make sure that it can actually exist still.
So Tenenbaum and others are working to get a handle on what conditions could look like in the future, taking climate change into account. To better understand how warmer temperatures and other shifts in climate might impact ecosystems, the county has partnered with the Aspen Global Change Institute. Elisa Senga is research coordinator for AGCI.
Patterns we used to see in the past might not happen the same way they used to.
To document those patterns, AGCI has 9 stations, including 7 on Picken County open space lands. One climate condition they measure is soil moisture. This helps determine fire and landslide risk. It's important in understanding water supply, and it identifies what plants can grow where. If soil moisture changes significantly over time, it can alter the entire ecosystem.
That definitely could change what plants survive there, which would in turn change what animals survive there.
Asanga explains that Open Space and Trails and others are particularly interested in learning more about aspen trees. She leads the way to a soil moisture station that sits in an aspen grove on the far side of North Star and explains that after a recent extended drought in southwest Colorado, groves of aspens died off. Scientists aren't sure why. It could be that those were aging trees that were on their way out anyway.
But another thought is that aspens aren't really well adapted to deal with drought.
If that's the case, Tenenbaum and other land managers want to know so they can plan ahead. The data from AGCI helps identify environmental trends without relying on assumptions. It could help prepare us for a future where the iconic trees lose their habitat because of changing climate conditions. Or
they might find, all right, it seems like conditions are really good, so if we're seeing this species struggling, maybe there is a restoration effort we could do that could really help.
Tenenbaum is dealing with this issue at North Star now with a different species. This spot is home to a rare high-elevation breeding site for great blue herons, and that population is dwindling. Over time, the data will show why, if it's a natural predator or human interference. And it's Tenenbaum's job to connect the dots, while keeping in mind there are factors that can't be controlled with a management plan.
The key is to really respect the preserve as a whole. And to do that, you want to listen to nature, you don't want to talk to nature.
And that data could set open space properties on the best course for the future. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.